Thunder Bay. Yuk Sem Won says there's too much at stake this time around for her not to throw her name into the Thunder Bay Rainy River ring again. With three visits already this summer from NDP leader Jagmeet Singh, it's clear the national campaign believes she's got more than a fighting chance in a riding that in 2019 was basically a three-way split, Liberal Marcus Pawlowski pulling out a narrow win. Won, who finished a close third in the contest, has been pounding the pavement for the past 2 years, ramping up her door knocking once the 2021 election was called. There was no question she was going to be back on the ballot for a second time. In 2019, when I decided to run for the first time, I had incredible mentors with me to help me through the campaign, to introduce myself to the region. I know after John Rafferty and people like Howard Hampton were here representing the NDP, that people, that's what they expected, one said. They had to get to know me and know that the NDP is still strong and they'd have a representative who still cares about people. Though she's excited to be running again, the election call was an unfortunate one, unnecessary in the heart of a global pandemic that continues to threaten the economic well-being of not only the country, but the people who live here. I knew I wanted to run again in the natural scheduled election in 2023, but if they want me to have a shot at the job now, I'm here for it and here for the people, making sure they know I'm still here to give them a voice, to represent the North and not just have a whole bunch of empty promises and not show up. The election may have been the last thing on voters' minds, but the public is still pretty engaged nonetheless. I'm hearing that we need to take care of people, that going for a power grab was absolutely ridiculous, when $600 million that this election is costing, everybody has better ideas of where that money could have gone in order to help people, businesses, communities and the country recover from a pandemic. One said she's also learned that any MP elected in Thunder Bay Rainy River must ensure the regional section of the riding gets equal attention. It's about taking the time to make sure you're present, and that's not just during election time. That's about really getting in there in the good times and when they've got issues and want to reach out, she said. Her top priority is ensuring the North has an effective voice in Ottawa, particularly healthcare and recovery for the area's tourism industry, aren't lost in the shuffle. They have to understand the North has been incredibly hard hit during the pandemic and normally even outside the pandemic, the North is often forgotten. We need stronger voices making sure that Ottawa understands our reality, the needs of the people that are different from urban Toronto.